Hi friends, we will start with the subject causal and experimental research. This is chapter 8, over or under marketing research as a subject. I am Professor Ashish Adi. I am going to take you through this particular subject. I wish to say that we have covered a significant portion of our journey in terms of understanding. You must, before we begin forward, must review what has been covered earlier. Because here on, we will get into explaining you things which have some linkage with what has been earlier covered, and therefore your basic understanding is of a paramount importance. Okay, now let's continue. This is also a nature of research that has been carried out, and what we are trying to understand what is this causal research and what is this experimental research, etc. And then we try to understand how the controlled variables and its impact on the outcome of such kind of a research. So friends, what is causal research? And so one need to really understand what is causal research. Causal research, as the name suggests, it's one of the research design. It's a primary importance wherein whether your research is trying to understand cause and effect relationship or not. So, your research objective, your research problem, etc., which needs some findings or some derivative or information of a nature which will help you to infer any cause and effect relationship or not. That's the time when this causal research comes into picture. Causal research is concerned with understanding the connection between the cause and the effect, as I have mentioned to you. Causal research is often conducted through various controlled parameter, and then when you control the parameter, you try to see that effect it is creating. So the cause is kind of controlled to see the effect. So that's the significance of the second point. It explores the effect of one variable on the other. So naturally, if one variable changes, what is the impact on the other? So that's the sole purpose of this particular nature of research design. Impact of change based on the existing norms helps researcher to predict hypothetical situation for which market planning is needed. So having studied what is currently that is happening, which is based on what you understand that has been generally happening, now that you create a situation, you create a research design in which causes are tempered with, causes are changed or causes are manipulated to see its effect, you are able to now derive a future predictions. You are able to now predict how the future is going to be, and that helps any marketeer and to predict his future plans, future strategy, marketing mix, etc. There are two categories, natural and controlled experiment that causal research generally conducts. The main set of difference that this research design has between the two is that the degree of intervention and manipulation by the investigators. So in the natural experiment, hardly any interventions. It's like it is happening in a very natural environment. You are allowing these things to happen, what is currently there. You have changed the cause. You have really changed. Either you have reduced the price or you have increased the price or you have created better testing opportunities, etc. Now having done that, you allow it to happen in the most natural marketing condition and you try to see the effect of it. While in the control experiment, intervention is needed to control or manipulate certain variables. Here you will purposefully create another situation. So you have created the price moderation, you have generated a price moderation. When customer is there, you create a controlled situation or a controlled environment there. There is a pressure on price, he is tempted by other price offers, etc. And then you try to see how is he behaving towards your price offer. So here there is definitely a pressure is exercised or certain things are further manipulated to see how the consumer is actually behaving, which is not otherwise the case when he is in his most natural self. So that's the difference between a controlled experiment. We need to understand the cause and relationship aspect a little better. Predictable effects of one variable on the other. So that's what does this say. What is the cause and cause relationship on effect is, if one thing changes, the other has to change. other has to change in a particular manner, and that's what this relationship is all about. There are three components to that, yani. That is the correlation, the relation, what is the relation between the two variables, yani, which is the predictability that you are looking at. As they say, the correlation, the term is like inversely correlated or, you know, positively correlated, etc. means if this changes favorably, the demand also changes favorably. If price drops, the demand increases. It's an inverse relationship. So that's the kind of a, what is the nature of correlation that you must understand. Appropriate time, time considered change. So when one particular cause is changed, one particular element is changed, what is the time that it needs to really bring the effect? Yani? So there is a duration, the time, this thing that one need to be really careful about or conscious about. And elimination of the extraneous factors. Yani? Eliminate the factors that directly impact or influence otherwise the consumer behavior, etc. So these are the three relation aspects that one need to really understand. What is the nature of correlation, the time lag between the manipulation of the cause and its impact, and then the third is any elimination needed, yani, for not allowing that factor to affect your observations, yani, or the cause relationship research design. So these are the aspects or the component that one need to be really careful about. So let's understand the features of cause relationship. Causal research explores the effects of one variable on the other. I have been mentioned to you that measure specific change due to the change in one variable. So with the change in the price, the drop or the increase, what is going to be the effect on the demand? Whether it will increase, it will decrease, you have reduced the price by 10%, will your demand decrease, increase by 10% or 20%? So that's what that cause relationship research is all about. It involves experiments where independent variable is changed to see how it affects the dependent variable. So there are two variables, we have understood that. So one is the independent variable, the second is a dependent variable. So here that price being an independent variable, when the price changes, yani, how, what is the effect on the dependent variable, which is a demand that people are going to decide about based on the prices that you set for your product. So that's the cause and relationship that one need to really understand. Many times this relationship, the time lag aspect, which has been also been discussed, one need to be careful about its impact, which is of immediate nature. Second is, you know, routine. When the things get routinized, what is it going to be like? So for example, when the milk prices are raised, you will really see a UN cry, and then, you know, housewives and all start reducing the consumptions, etc. But, you know, once the moment they realize that this is going to be, and the government has not changed or the dairy has not reduced the price despite so much of a UN cry, there may be still further correction, and they may either come to their original level of consumption. They may not be as low, which is what the reaction when you really raise the price. They may set somewhere, and which is maybe in between the 2 points. And so that's also one need to be really careful about, whether the cause-effect relationship with this even time duration aspect that we discussed, whether this is the regular this thing, or when it is regularized, when this is normalized, what is going to be the cause and relation effect relationship, that also needs to be one factored in mind. So what are the significance of causal research? Yani? So this research design, what is the significant aspect of this particular research design? It informs you the change that it brings, and the one variable, when it changes, what is the impact that is going to be on the second dependent variable. So 10% reduction in my price, will it create 5% increase in sale or 10% increase in its sale or 20% increase in my sale? That's what. So it's an impact. Second is like correlation, you know, that price and demand, there is, as they say, the inverse correlation. But what is the impact that is going to bring? That's what it brings out. A market has used this approach primarily for the purpose of really getting a prediction of this change, what they are going to bring and its impact on their demand, supply, production needed, etc. So it's like a discovery that they want to really arrive at. Yeah. So that's what the second point. Third is the in marketing. there is a causal research is used for many types of experiment, such as, you know, testing certain certain marketing situation or scenarios. So you have certain marketing challenges, you have certain marketing variables, you have certain marketing deviations, geographical or, you know. So those are the aspects that you can really study by doing this kind of research design. What might happen to product sales if the product design or packaging is changed? So like this are the subject matter which only when you do it, you come to know. So now whether to go all India national this thing with the new product changes or design changes, or you want to do a causal research. So cause effect relationships are studied and then the projections are made about the all India impact. What might happen to the product sales with respect to change in the advertising? So which advertising is found to be more impactful? If I advertise it like this, what will it mean to the consumers, etc.? And that's how one need to really build the change prediction about its product. So today, like for example, the market of the automobile, I am talking this to you somewhere in the month of August 2018 and 19, and market of the automobile market is supposed to be at a recessionary low. Despite that, what kind of advertisement? In fact, products are trying to bring more advertisement churn, the more variation in their advertisements, etc. The reason being, they are trying to see the appeal as to which advertisement is pulling the appeal on the consumers. And once they get that trend set, then they know that this is advertisement spots. So that kind of ad they will then release more and more. So you get a more better traction. So these are some of the areas, and there may be few others for which cause and effect relationship is very important to understand, and that's the time when this kind of a research designs are implemented. However, this research design also has its own limitations, and so there are few limitations that one need to really understand. Book may have little more, but these are the important ones that I am attempting to explain you. Field variables can involve many variables outside the control of the researchers, resulting in unanticipated difference in conditions. What you visualize, but on field, despite your doing certain things to the best of your ability, the variable change that is happening on the field in a very dynamic condition, which is not controllable by you. So, a cause-effect relationship may get impacted, may not reveal significant correct picture, etc. So that's the worry about this cause and effect relationship. It may be difficult or an expensive to gain cooperation from the retailers or wholesalers for setting up the experiment. So when you want to study this, you have to seek the help of your network. Now, network may not be participative in such kind of research or an experiment, etc. Now, in such scenario, then you may have to induce them, you may have to encourage them, that is through certain incentivization, etc. So it may impact your cost. On the other hand, marketing personnel may lack the knowledge of experimental procedures, thereby reducing the chances of desired result. The research agency has designed, the network is somewhere else, there's somebody else is who's participating in doing the research, the people other involved are not really well versed, and therefore they may sometimes become a result or become a cause who is changing various things, and as a result you may not get the required answer. Say for example, so this point is trying to say that you are doing a cause and effect relationship, you have like kind of determined to increase the price and see the effect on certain areas. Now, the field guy who's a team lead or a territory manager may not be aware, and when he notices certain such changes, he tries to thrust upon, and he tries to do certain advanced billing or certain things which is not supposed to be happening. That may impact the number, and therefore your prediction may get impacted accordingly. The researcher's bias in the experiment, consciously or unconsciously, may affect this particular experiment or this design. The one limitation is the bias of the researcher may set in. He is now understood the cause and effect, this thing after doing few interactions. Now, wherever there is a clarity is not emerging, or wherever there is a need for moderation, etc., he gets into doing it, which is not supposed to. And those things lead to not real correlation between cause and effect, and that may throw a different result at you. And that's the limitation of this causal research design. So now we move on to understand what is an experimental research design. So we have understood so far the causal research design. Now we understand the experimental research design. Causal, we have understood that it has essentially to do with the cause and effect relationship, related environment, or the scenarios answer to which you are seeking. In that case, you do that. Experimental research, as the name suggests, yani here the methodology used is that why you create a controlled environment. You really create a experiment, as the name suggests. It can be described as observing the effect of dependent variable on the manipulation of an independent variable. Yani. So here you have created a scenario, you have created an experiment area, and now you are trying to see the impact that the one variable which has been manipulated by you on the dependent variable. Experimental design is a planned interference in the natural order of events. Natural order of events, when I say, is like in a particular shop, or you might decide that in 10 shops within, say, Mumbai, I will have a price reduction. In another 10 shops, I will have a promotion. In another 10 shops, I will have a lot of POPs and, you know, marketing communication taken to a next level, etc. And then you try to study the impact on the sale of your product. That's what is that manipulation, as they say. And experimental design is a test in which the researcher has a control over one or more variable which they manipulate. So here, it's like something is within your control and you are manipulating it. So that's the essential differentiator of the experimental researcher design. There is a one variable that you decide to manipulate. There can be series of variables which you manipulate, but then its placement, its coverage is in a different manner. And then you find what is the impact. And when you study this outcome, you will come to know what is working, what is not working, etc. So there are three types of popular experimental research designs. One is the quasi experiments, the laboratory, and the third is the field experiment. You will probably get an idea from the name itself, but I'll put an effort to like kind of give you certain basic understanding. So we have, as we said, the experiment refers, refers to the research project constructed such that the researcher changes one element to observe the impact on the other element. So that's what experiment is all about. Now, what is quasi-experiment? Here in this research, the researcher lacks the complete control over independent variable scheduling of treatment in a non-random manner. So here, what he does is like, he has absolutely probably not total control over that independent variable. And that independent variable not having his full control, his treatment to various aspects are random in manner. He gets into at the same location manipulating few variables at a regular interval or in a random manner, etc., to try and see the impact. So in such scenarios, same shop, same environment, probably you try to do things, change either the marketing, change either the pricing, change either the displays, etc., your offers and this thing. So you try to do in a random manner, and still then try and see the outcome of it. Yeah, suitable where elaborate arrangement or depth is not expected. Yeah, you probably the overall your research or the product nature is such that you really don't need a full-fledged setup. You primarily again doing an exploratory this thing in overall setup is an exploratory in nature. You are also in a state where you want exploratory answer. Yani. So those kind of an area where the quasi experiments are useful. You don't spend too much on real actually experiments. Laboratory experiment, as the name suggests, chemical needs to be, there has to be a proper setup. Chemical matching has to happen in a desired manner, etc. So same way in the laboratory, this thing, your shop, the place or whatever that you say is really set up as a laboratory. the test is done in a sterile environment means your shop is made up to derive the desired outcome with variables that need to be really being handled. It may be that it may not be the actual shop. You create a shop environment and then you create the research, etc. So that is also possible. But overall, it's a very, very monitored, watched kind of a research. So that's what, and then it has to happen in a very systematic manner. It necessarily need not be at a marketplace, as this name suggests. And therefore, laboratory results are said to have a good internal validity. So that's one word important, very the internal validity, but they often lack external validity. These two points we will discuss when we come to little end of this particular topic. Internal validity is like, it will give you a assessment, what is working, not working, etc. But believe me, you want to predict what is going to be the case at the national level, when in a real market condition, for which this is not a right technique. That's what a right design is, they say. This suggests that laboratory results are likely to be more statistically correct. So statistical validity you will obtain, but you may not obtain the natural validity. You may not obtain the natural result based validity. So field experiments, as they say, this is another approach. And so you move away from the quasi, you came to the laboratory, now you are at a field experiment level. This is happening on field, as the name suggests. So it's not in a laboratory environment, this is a natural environment. First in results are obtained as a consumer is behaving in a most natural manner. You only know what have you tweaked there, but consumer is operating in its most natural manner. Difficult to control and measure the effects due to extraneous other factor. Now, because the environment is open and most natural, you had tweaked your variable, either reduce price or put up more of a display or a hoarding. But other factors are not in your control, the crowd, the overall weather conditions, or it could be like other offers, etc. So how this is in the most natural environment, this is going to get impact on your this thing, which is very difficult to determine. Offers best external validity, but however, the most important utility of this is happening in the natural environment. So what is happening in one place is happening likely at all other place, and therefore the result that you get is considered as a more valid result for the external projection. So for your overall impact at a national level, when you really tweak that variable, what is going to happen is a predictability there. It is not merely a statistically correct this thing, it has a predictability about your likely picture when you really implement a specific variable change which you have observed during your experiment research or a field experiment. You have observed that it has the most favorable impact on your sale. So that's what is it will translate into a real favorable impact when you nationalize your that particular variable. So like you have particular offer, which is really you've seen that price reduction or other things vis-a-vis one particular offer, that offer is seems to be working well. Now when you externalize and when you nationalize this and when you apply that offer as a one variable which is creating a favorable demand pool in a limited field experiment, when you really implement that offer at a national level, you are supposed to really get a good sale. And this is a predictability of this experiment research. Two effects to this, statistically may not be very correct. So again, what I meant to say is what this is trying to tell you is that experimental designs are at times, may not meet sampling validity. And as a result, it has certain inbuilt non-statistical compliance related issues, but it's not the statistical validity for which you are doing this experimental research design. However, the generalization is possible out of that, and it is therefore more a preferred approach. You are able to generalize, externalize, or get an external validity of your experiments. So what is that variable one which is going to have a favorable impact on your sale when it has been applied at a national level? That is what you are understanding out of it. So that's the two aspect that one need to really know about. Advantages of experimental studies are quite a few. Experimental method helps in establishing cause and effect relationship more clearly than any other method. Yeah. So this is happening in the most natural environment. Therefore, you have a clear view of cause and effect relationship. That is one, which one variable is helping you, that you get a clarity. The experimental method makes more accurate predictions. It is because you are able to externalize, you are able to make a national pitch out of it. So it is more predictability is there. The experimental method is more precise and accurate since the variable and the study are manipulated, leaving other untouched. So only certain variables which you want to really test are manipulated, but you are doing this in a very natural environment, and therefore what is happening, the effect is a very natural, genuine effect, and that's what is a one plus point of it. Experimental method is the best method to test the hypothesis, and also even hypothesis testing, etc. Experimental research really help. And this is an outcome. If your hypothesis, tested hypothesis is matching your given outcome, then your assumptions are correct, etc. So, hypothesis testing using a research method is one of the very important, powerful tool by the marketing research firms. There are limitations to this research design as well. Cannot cover sampling varieties effectively. So, as I said, there is some element of externalization that is happening, and therefore the resource required to conduct this, the kind of sampling unit that you want may not come for given number of days or may not be possible. You have various datas within the sample. This is not possible while you do this experimental research design. Who walks in is not in your hand. Experiments can be carried out among homogeneous group, thus limited on coverage. As they say, it is ideal that it is done in a very homogeneous environment, and therefore it's limited on coverage. So experiment of reducing the price, if you have done it in say Juhu and you know that area, while experiment of offer, if you have done it in areas like Vasai Virar or say here Dadar, Nayagaon, Lower Parel, etc., where economically middle class kind of people are staying. Now then you compare that the offer is more impactful than the this price, and then when you externalize it, you may not find that kind of a this thing, because the people in other areas have taken a passive look at your offer, and therefore they are not getting active in towards your product. So that's one limitation. Expected that only one cause factor, all other variables must be strictly unchanged, and here the expectation is the research what you have done and one cause which is impacted favorably should remain only as one cause that has a effect on your result, which is not most likely, because competitive pressure, unpredicted human behavior, etc., change in other environmental perspectives, etc., has an impact on consumer as a buyer. So that's one limitation. It stands true for the time when you did the experiment, but environment is constantly changing. That's what also another meaning of this. In lab experiment, human behavior is a matter of being transparent and not manipulated. And so lab experiment does the human behavior where it has been visualized that the one who's participated has participated knowingly, and therefore his behavior is more natural, and it is not manipulated. While in the natural experiment, human is subject to a lot of other influences around him, and that's what they say is one disadvantage. What is considered as a disadvantage of say like lab experiment is also emerging as one this thing. Human is very unpredictable, and that's what one aspect that is affecting the utility of the experimental research design. Behavior of a human in a lab environment, as they say, is more transparent, which is not the case when in the natural environment, because in the natural environment, human is subject to many other extraneous factors which may hamper or affect his buying behavior. So that's the very short explanation for that last point. Experimental validity. Earlier we have touched that. I have told you that I will try and cover this as we move there. And there is an internal validity and external validity. And ultimately, why do you do the experiments? You want certain result. You want to know that these results are going to be applicable to me on an all India level or not, or entire market or not. So in such scenarios, what is it? Like, you need to validate. Now, validation has therefore two aspects, like internal validity and external validity. Final experiment, when it is done, should always have a external validity. But to do that, you may have to at times create an internal validity phase. So internal validity is like you satisfy yourself. You satisfy before even embarking on a detailed research or your complete execution of research design. So that's what they say, the internal validity means you do this, you do it to check whether cause effect, whether the manipulation that is you are doing, the place where you are doing, the statistical correlation is there or not, etc. And all those aspects are validated by doing certain things somewhere in a limited manner. That is the internal validity. External validity is like the complete research which has been done. Can it be presumed to be applicable on an all India level or an entire market basis? So the way you have designed your research, the sample you have selected, the area you have considered, the variable for manipulation that you have seen, etc. Having done that, what variable will emerge as the one which is showing a positive result? Are they all externally valid? Can you do that manipulation across the country? So that's the point that one need to really do. And during experiment, you made things, reduce certain things or increase certain things, etc. But say like during experiment, you have increased the marketing spend by almost 20-30%. You didn't realize probably, and you have done advertisement, you put standy, you put in, danglers, whatever. Now suddenly when you realize for that to happen at a national level, will the board or will the CEO approve your 20-30% rise in the marketing budget? Maybe not. So these are the other aspects that one need to really consider its external validity. What has been done in the experiment, is it feasible when I take this finding at a national level in very simple term? So that's what is known as an external validity that one need to be considering while you get on to experimental research design. So I have given you the understanding that this slide is that only. I will probably emphasize on the external validity. This pertains to how well do the findings of an experiment apply to the situation where it is not tested directly. So now you are taking it nationally. So that's what I meant. Most often it means how well do the result of the experiments generalized beyond sample of subjects in the experiment and a particular experimental manipulation to be possible across the real world. So this cause-effect relationship that you have found, is it possible across the globe, across the market, etc.? That is very important to be determined when you are conducting an experiment research. So in this experimental research, there is a three other aspects. The method that you use to ensure that external and internal validities are really achieved, and it to avoid the confusion at the end, how you do, and what there are certain things that you need to take into account, which is this random selection of the subjects. So you do not have a very designed approach to things, but you create a randomization. A randomization is a very powerful aspect of a statistical this thing, where you are allowing things to happen in a very natural manner. So create as much of a focus on randomization. Randomize the assignment to treatment conditions. So even randomization of your manipulation of variables, if you can really bring in the manipulation that you do, again, if it is in a random manner, it will probably throw a better internal validity and external validity. And matching subjects on relevant variables, you have done your basic groundwork wherein that subject and variable, that is a dependency of one variable on the other, etc., is well established. If you are doing this for something unknown relationship, then it is better that you do the cause-effect relationship type of a research rather than the experimental research. So the relationship that you are doing in a experiment is quite established. You are only trying to see that if this is manipulated, what is the effect that it is going to produce for me? So how this is going to happen? What will be the reaction of the consumer, etc.? So in such case, you try to match those aspects. If you want to really understand the cause and effect level of it, then you have to get into the cause and effect type of a research and not the experiment research. Experiment research is like you are not able to predict. You know that there is a relationship and you are not able to predict, etc. You are uncertain about human behavior, etc. In such situations, you get into experimental research design. That's the meaning of the third points. So, friends, with this, we have actually covered the subject of qualitative experimental design and the other cause and effect relation, causal relation design, etc. Thank you.